Now, if we catch the mood before we start finding a cause for it, a reason, there is no cause or reason, it's just a mood. But before we actually make out a cause or a reason, we can change it right then and there to something which is at ease. It contains a sense of well-being. Things are the way they are, and that's fine. And if there's anything to be changed, it's only me. The rest I can't change anyway. Everybody will have to do it themselves if we talk about people. Our example might help perhaps sometimes, but if we try to be an example, I can assure you it doesn't work. That's a guarantee. If that what we do is an example of the way we are, that's fine. But if we set out to be one, no. Because that, again, is so much caught up in our me identification that it can't possibly work properly. So here we have a mindfulness recognition which goes deeper than the content of thought and deeper than our emotions. It goes to that which is underlying both. And we need not look for a trigger. With our unwholesome thoughts and unwholesome emotions, we usually look for a trigger. And if we haven't practiced long enough, we blame the trigger. This is something that needs to be remembered. Again, if you don't remember all these fives, fours, nines, eights, it doesn't matter. But remember, don't blame the trigger. The trigger has got nothing to do with it. Has absolutely nothing. All it tells you, the trigger, is that it triggers something within. That's all it tells you. It does. It's not the one to blame. It's not its fault. It's got nothing to do with anything, actually, other than that the world has come near. Now, sometimes people can't deal with certain triggers. And without having tried to deal with them, they try to get rid of them. That's not the right way to do it. If one practices, one needs to first try and deal with the triggers. Deal with them in a way where one has compassion, love, helpfulness, all the positive emotions towards that unpleasantness. And if it then doesn't work, if one becomes negative over and over again, then the Buddha said it's best to remove oneself from that trigger, but without blaming the trigger, with the understanding that one just hasn't grown enough in this practice in order to deal with that particular trigger. And one can go back to it later and deal with it, or not go back to it at all, but not to blame the trigger. If you remember that, don't blame the trigger, and you actually use it, you will know what goes on within you. Now the unwholesome thoughts and the unwholesome emotions are not that difficult to recognize. And maybe if we let go of blaming or scapegoat, anything like that, we don't identify. And if we don't identify, we can change. But with the mood, it's a different story altogether. There's no trigger necessary. It just is. And very often it is like that from way back, since we were very, very small, without any cause or condition other than karmic resultant. So we have no trigger that we can find other than we go look for it, of course.